Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 71 this afternoon under sunny skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 47. Tonight, clear skies, cloudy skies. Tomorrow, 68. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a pedestrian accident involving a juvenile. It happened around 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon in Johnson County as police responded to a pedestrian accident in the 11,400 block of West 75th Street near Shawnee Elementary School. According to the initial investigation, the driver of an eastbound vehicle on 75th Street struck a 4-year-old child. The child is in critical but stable condition. The driver remained at the scene, and police have not released any additional details. Governor Laura Kelly joined Emporia leaders for a roundtable discussion on the benefits of Medicaid expansion for the child care workforce. On Tuesday, Governor Laura Kelly hosted a Healthy Workers, Healthy Economy Tour roundtable in Emporia to discuss how expanding Medicaid would address the statewide child care shortage by making it easier for providers to recruit and retain employees. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 7th through 9th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. OSU Extension Seminar scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and $1,000 in show bucks given away daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for full details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas State University is launching the Kansas Water Institute to advance sustainability and water research. The interdisciplinary institute will build on the work of the Kansas Water Resources Institute, which was established under the 1964 Water Resources Research Act and historically operated at a K-State's College of Agriculture. The new Kansas Water Institute will be elevated to a university-level priority at K-State to bring interdisciplinary university resources and expertise together to develop innovative solutions to today's water challenges. The Kansas Water Institute will advance interdisciplinary water-related teaching and engagement. Kansas Tourism announced it will distribute $500,000 in attraction development grants. The fall 2023 funding will be split among 14 communities across the state, including Barton, Cheyenne, Ness, and Trago counties, for tourism that are either being developed new or having enhancements made to existing sites. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. A Florida trucker will be in Buffalo County Court accused of hauling a bulk load of marijuana across Nebraska. 61-year-old Peter Jersey of Clearwater, Florida, was arrested this past weekend on I-80 near the Gibbon exit. A trooper observed his semi driving erratically and stopped him, and during the search, the trooper discovered 3 pallets of cardboard boxes in the trailer, and the boxes contained 18 bags of marijuana, each weighing 1.4 pounds. The Gearing City Council has approved Keno funds to be used for the Riverside Discovery Center. During Monday's meeting, the Gearing City Council heard and approved taking action on allowing the Riverside Discovery Center to accept $15,000 in Keno funds. The zoo will have 1 year to use the money as part of its $55,000 renovation plan that will see renovations and updates to its large cat exhibits. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard a request from Pony Express Partnership for Children to waive a site plan requirement for a move from the Lincoln Center to the adjacent Head Start building on the same block. Recent changes with Head Start not renewing have made the move necessary for financial reasons. Utilizing the Pony Express Partnership for Children-owned building, which would eliminate rent on the current facility. Director April Todd noted the mission of the organization as a family resource center and highlighted the recent initiation of Bright Beginnings Child Care through a grant award. The site plan would involve a zoning change. The mayor and council showed interest, but noted that a site plan waiver could not be initiated by council and the issue would need to go before planning and zoning. Kester House Museum Board members requested consideration for extended winter hours and were told that Jill Schmidt, who serves as a guide, cannot exceed 1,000 hours annually without increasing benefits and other costs as a full-time city employee. Discussions will continue. Marysville Chamber and Main Street Director Wayne Cruzy updated council on tourism and chamber-related activities for Christmas. That was followed by a recommendation to hire Cruzy permanent full-time as City Convention and Tourism Director at an annual salary of $45,000 from bed tax funds. That recommendation was approved unanimously by City Council. Bids for manhole repairs were tabled with significant costs expected for the sewage lagoons and wetlands expansion. Previous bids were significantly higher than engineering estimates, and a recent rebid included three returned, with the lowest bid below a $250,000 estimate. Consensus was to delay the project for a year or two as funding allows. Discussion from the interim city administrator included an observation that sewage utility revenues generated may not currently be sufficient to fund multiple larger projects and should be reviewed. Approval was given for purchase of a house at 105 South 4th Street for $42,600. The property is the only remaining residence on the city-owned block, which includes the water plant and city shop. Progress reports were heard on several nuisance properties, including extensions at 406 and 502 Jenkins and 819 Pony Express Highway. On a 4-3 vote, council upheld condemnation of a property at 205 Calhoun, which the owner disputed. Marysville Public Library will host a houseplant care meeting in Swamp Thursday, 12:15. Kelsey Hattisall with K-State Research and Extension will share how to care for houseplants. Participants may bring along a plant to share snips. Marshall County Railroad Historical Society, which owns and operates the Central Branch Railroad from Waterville East to the Big Blue River, was presented Monday with a We Can Award from the Kansas Sampler Foundation, recognizing 24 years in preservation efforts on the 12-mile stretch of rail. A number of volunteers were on hand for the presentation. The Sampler Foundation mission is to preserve and sustain rural culture in the state of Kansas. Heartland Bank has entered into an agreement to purchase the State Bank of Odell. Regulatory approvals are expected by year-end, with the Odell and Diller locations transitioning into Heartland Bank branches. Heartland Bank's headquarters based in Geneva, Nebraska, with a presence at 13 locations in the Cornhusker State. Twin Valley Christmas Cheer in the Pines annual fundraiser is Friday in Waterville. Operation Christmas Child. Donations can be dropped off this week.
Operation Christmas Child provides shoeboxes filled with small toys, hygiene items, and school supplies as a means of reaching out to children. And each shoebox is a gift for the child who may have never have received a gift in their life. In Marshall County, there's a drop-off location in Waterville, Kansas, at the United Methodist Church down there. In Washington, Kansas, there's a drop-off location there. At the Washington Christian Church, there's a drop-off location at the church in Sebessa. The Northridge Church, if people don't have the opportunity to get a shoebox, they can go online, type into their search engine, build a shoebox online, and it would cost $25 for that, and that covers the shipping and everything.
James L. Sloan, age 84, of Greenleaf, passed away November 6th. Funeral arrangements pending with a ward funeral home in charge for James Sloan. Michelle R. Morris, age 54, of Greenleaf, passed away November 7th. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Michelle Morris.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Breezy throughout Thursday, sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly clear skies end of Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cooler on Friday, sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, then staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. A bit warmer throughout Saturday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-60s, then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. There will be a chance for some rain showers on Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s, and more rain may continue into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Scattered showers into Monday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy and in the 30s Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 79. The average low 32 and the record low is 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:09, sunset this evening at 5:14.
Can our brains do any worthwhile learning while we are asleep? Some new research says it may not be just a pipe dream. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 15th. It is the 319th day of the year, and artist Georgia O'Keeffe was born on this day in 1887. Some people believe that our brains can subconsciously ingest all kinds of information while we sleep. It was once a brief fad, for example, to listen to language tapes while sleeping or try to catch up on a missed college lecture. It rarely, if ever, worked, of course, but some new research indicates it's not just pie in the sky. Experiments show we are able to recognize certain patterns more quickly when first exposed to them during sleep. You won't learn conversational French while snoozing, but with the right stimulus, it might be possible to give your brain cells a nudge in the right direction. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Marysville Annual Soup Day Craft and Bake Sale will be Thursday, November 16th, serving chicken noodle, vegetable, chili, and some potato soup, plus sandwiches, sloppy joes, homemade pies, and desserts. Serving 11 to 7 Thursday inside the Handicapped Accessible Fellowship Hall. Call ahead or for delivery orders, phone 562-2046. Pick up orders at the west side of the Fellowship Hall. Soup Day at Mount Calvary, Marysville, Thursday, November 16th, 11 to 7. Marysville Area Community Theater will present Four Old Broads Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 17th through the 19th in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Four Old Broads showing Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Number one Kansas men's basketball team completed a second-half comeback to remember in Chicago last night, taking down number 17 Kentucky 89-84 in the State Farm Champions Classic. The Jayhawks, into the first half, they were down 7 points, but ended up outscoring the Wildcats 48-36 in the second half to claim the victory. The Jayhawks' Hunter Dickinson had 27 points along with 21 rebounds. Also, Dwan Harris Jr. scored a career-high 23 points and added in 7 assists. KU is now 3-0 on the season and will next head to Honolulu for the Maui Invitational. The first game will be against Chaminade on November 20th at 8 o'clock. The game will be broadcast on ESPNU. The Emporia State Hornets football team was selected to play in the Funtown RV Heritage Bowl in Corsicana, Texas. Emporia State will take on Southern Nazarene out of Bethany, Oklahoma in this year's bowl game. The game will be played on Saturday, December 2nd. Mid-America Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
After the Kansas State University Wildcats blew out Baylor last Saturday afternoon at Bill Snyder Family Stadium and the KU Jayhawks narrowly lost to Texas Tech, there has been a shakeup in the latest college football playoff rankings. The latest ranking saw the Jayhawks drop 9 spots from 16 all the way down to 25, just barely on the edge of the playoff rankings. K-State, on the other hand, which previously held the number 25 spot a week ago, jumped 4 spots to number 21. K-State travels to KU this Saturday night for a 6 p.m. kickoff at David Booth Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. K-State volleyball has been making waves and upsetting ranked teams. In the span of 2 weeks, the Cats swept then number 8 BYU in back-to-back matches at home, then swept number 3 Texas at home. And all of this success comes under first-year head coach Jason Mansfield. The Wildcats are 14-10 on the season and will next host Texas Tech for Senior Day on Friday at 6:30 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Substate football action Friday, 8-man Division II. Axtell entertains Frankfurt live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Check out the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days, running until 5 p.m. on Saturday and until 3 p.m. on Sunday. Join for biscuits and gravy, smoked meats, breakfast burritos, and more both days. 100% of the profits go to the Trail Life USA Grand Canyon and a Rocky Mountain High Adventure trip. Contact Buster Schmitz at 785-713-2298 with any questions. Hope to see you all at the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Burn some calories and put pent-up energy to work creating some leaf art. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Go for a walk and collect some leaves. Look for a variety of shapes and sizes that you can use to create fun projects and artwork to enjoy or give as gifts. I found lots of great ideas and inspiration at KitchenTableClassroom.com. The creator is a mom and art teacher. The project I tried and plan to do with my grandkids was the leaf rubbing crayon resist leaf art for any season. You'll only need plain lightweight white paper, a white crayon, and either old-fashioned dry cake or liquid watercolors. Place leaves under the paper. Peel the wrapper off the crayon and use the side of your white crayon to make a leaf rubbing on the top of the paper. Then break out the paints to reveal the leaf rubbings using one or multiple colors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ring in the holiday season with the annual Barnes Lighted Horse Parade, Saturday, November 25th. Soup and cookies will keep you jolly from 5 p.m. until 6:30 at the firehouse. Downtown businesses will be open all evening with free carriage rides from 4:30 until 6:30. And it wouldn't be the holidays without Santa, as he visits from 5 until 6:30. Join for the annual Barnes Lighted Horse Parade, November 25th. Activities start at 4:30 p.m. while the parade starts at 7.
Many towns across this country sent men and women overseas during World War II. And in many of those same towns, we honor those who gave their lives in that service. This is the case in Boone, Iowa. But you'll find that this story has an interesting second chapter that took place over 7 decades after the war. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dick Schaefer was a pilot in World War II from Boone, Iowa, but unfortunately, his parents received a letter from the U.S. government notifying them of his death in combat.
Captain Schaefer was flying as a lead pilot in a formation of two planes. The letter actually read that he failed to return from his visual reconnaissance mission over Germany.
As Maura McKay shares, the grieving family could not go to his burial place for quite some time due to the war taking place.
He was buried first behind German lines by the local Germans in a nearby town of Don that was there, and then he was moved to a missing in action cemetery. Finally, he was buried in the Lorraine American Cemetery in Saint-Avold, France.
Unbeknownst to Dick's family in the U.S., a German family discovered the crash site and had some of his personal items.
And I don't know if they picked him up and they were afraid that they were going to be blamed for something in that. It was certainly tumultuous times in that war era. And maybe they were afraid that they would be accused of aiding and abetting the enemy.
But about 70 years after his death,
something interesting happened.
At some point then, when the parents died and the children came in to the home, they discovered those items and returned those items to America, which we're very thankful for.
And those items, 7 decades later, came back to Boone County and the Historical Society. It's an interesting look at the life of a pilot who gave his life in battle, and a German family, perhaps afraid of the repercussions of reaching out to his parents, and the eventual return of those items, now on display to share the life of veteran Dick Schaefer. Traveling the countryside in Boone, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
With a sore back doesn't want to do much. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. An equine chiropractor may be what your horse needs to get its spine and life back in line as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
That's not behaving well, showing some lameness, or hating you in the saddle might benefit from a visit by a chiropractor. Even four-legged creatures can throw their backs out of whack sometimes. Dr. Rebecca Funk is a clinical assistant professor at the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine. She says equine chiropractors can treat a wide variety of conditions, but back pain is the most common ailment in horses.
There's a lot of reasons horses get back pain, some stemming from the saddle, some stemming from their conformation. In some instances, chiropractic adjustments can address that back pain and fix it. Sometimes those horses need continued chiropractic care depending on their individual situation. In some horses, you have to add other things in, other pain management modalities, or even anti-inflammatories to help control some of the inflammation.
An equine chiropractor will observe the horse as it's standing still to look for abnormalities in posture, do a gait analysis, and do some motion evaluations.
So what they do is move all those joints through their range of motion and test them. And when they find a joint that's not moving very well, they'll treat that joint. And so your exam includes motion of the joints. It includes palpation of the muscles and looking at the symmetry of the horse, as well as moving, how well the horse moves, if they have indications of stiffness or pain while they're moving.
Humans lie on a special table for a chiropractic adjustment, but that would be difficult for a horse. Funk says instead, doctors stand on a big box called a chiropractic bale. It makes them taller so they can make downward adjustments on the horse's back. Learn more about equine chiropractic care and find a certified practitioner in your area at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Cook & Company salutes all the men and women who have ever worn the uniform of the U.S. military. Thank you from Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
KNDY.
We gather to ask the Lord's mercy. He shakes the time, pays us his way.
City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is thankful for all the nurse practitioners in the area. These professional people go the extra mile to make sure their patients receive the best care possible. Their compassion and dedication are appreciated. From Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, let us care for you.
Elton, Dan, and the Rocket Band coming to the Waterville Firehouse Friday, November 17th for a fundraising event supporting Twin Valley Developmental Services. Featuring an exclusive VIP performance prior to the main event. Only 50 VIP tickets available. Get your ticket now online at charityauction.bid/CCITP2023.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice have sold, and the new owners take over the end of November. As a small token of appreciation for 53 years of support, Stan and Judy Meyer will offer 100% of proceeds from all Ashley furniture, bedding, and accessory sales this Thursday to the food pantries at Marysville, Wymore, Beatrice, and Fairbury. One day only, Thursday, November 16th. 100% of Ashley store sales, excluding sales tax, will support food pantries. Thanks for your support.
The regulatory environment for gene editing in the agricultural arena. Next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Gene editing technology raises hopes for rapid production advancements in food and agriculture. But that advancement has to wait, in some cases, as regulatory hurdles are still being debated in much of the world. Fan Li Chow is with the American Seed Trade Association.
Internationally, the trend is to differentiate genome-edited plants from GMO regulations. The pathway to market is getting clearer, but there are still quite a number of challenges.
As Chow points out, gene editing is not the same as genetic modification. But she adds regulators in some countries don't make that distinction.
So there's regulatory schemes that are quite untenable in certain markets like China, and Europe remains to be seen. In China, they view all gene-edited products as GMOs.
However, Chow has hope that the regulators around the world will come around.
I think internationally, the regulatory environment is becoming more and more enabling for innovation. And we will have to see what kind of products will come out from this.
Chow was a panelist at a recent Farm Foundation forum on gene editing. You can learn more by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer 6 different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the cattle on feed report that came out in October hit the market harder than what was expected with a higher than expected inventory. But some say that doesn't mean that herds are rebuilding across the Mid-America region just yet. As according to Lee Schultz, Iowa State University cattle economist, says that he's found placements interesting, up near 6.1% compared to the same time last year.
There's a lot of fundamental reasons why I think that showed up. Certainly, we're seeing more heifers contribute to that number.
He goes on to say that feeder cattle prices are strong and says that more feeders showed up in lots, and marketing was also surprising, down near 10%.
But why that number matters is we are building cattle on feed over 120 days, so a little less current than we have been.
He says another question revolves around weight and says that new corn seasonally pushed that tick up a little bit.
As the marketings have declined here, we're going to see those weights continue to increase. That will contribute to more pounds.
He goes on to say that while fundamentals have not changed, maybe some of the short-term thinking has.
Really, the cattle that were placed, or the larger placements of the cattle on feed for this recent report, they're going to be marketed in the first quarter of 2024 anyway. And so I think, you know, we're still looking at obviously the strongest prices we're ever going to see. And I think, you know, there's a lot of fundamental reasons why, you know, we could get back to that $2 price range as we get into next spring.
Overall, though, he says that it may be a while before cattle numbers continue to reach that bottom before they start climbing again.
Next year isn't the low in these cattle numbers. Right now, if you're looking at where production is going, 2025 is likely the low in those numbers.
He did say the demand did decrease a bit in 2023, but was a softer year than what we had seen the last couple of years as well. That again was Lee Schultz, Iowa State University cattle economist. The next Cattle on Feed report is set to be released on November 17th. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports. News from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C. Plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
If you need a farm worker that's as strong as an ox, why not get an ox? Oxen can do just about anything that a tractor can do on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Oxen have been
been the beasts of burden for centuries. Their ability to work the land and plod their way across the countryside helped build our nation. Despite all the machinery and technology we have today, there are those who still choose to work their farms with oxen. Rob Collins is an instructor with the Midwest Ox Drovers Association. He says an ox is a steer that has been trained to pull equipment. Any breed of cattle can be trained as oxen, although traditionally they're made out of the dairy breeds.
In an animal you're going to handle daily, like a milk cow, you look for something that's going to be pretty easy to handle, less flighty. And those characteristics work really well when you're transferring it into a work animal. So the Milking Devon and the Milking Shorthorn have always historically been the most favored breeds. Holsteins make a really good ox. There's a lot of people that work Jerseys.
The animal should be alert and show intelligence. However, he says the more intelligent animals are sometimes harder to work with because they have some spirit. But when the work needs to be done, that spirit is advantageous, most of the time. Good oxen won't have an immediate flight response. Collins says, unlike horses, they'll think about it a while before they run off. Training oxen can take time and patience, especially if the animals are already several years old. He recommends someone starting out to get bottle calves.
Bottle calves are much easier. You can definitely make a lot of progress in even just a few weeks. The first team I ever trained, within 3 weeks, they would wear a yoke and pull a light load, and that was 3 weeks of birth. So you can start right in, and they're very quick learners.
Learn more about using oxen on the farm at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction, 388 acres, more or less, in Logan Township, north of Herkimer, selling for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust. Friday, November 17th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. Sold in three tracts. Tract 1 is 154 acres, more or less, 106 acres, cropland. Farm is terraced, then in a milo and bean crop rotation, 41 acres, grassland, mostly hayed, 6 acres, waterways, with an older farmstead on 5-plus acres. Tract 2 is 155 acres, more or less, 85 acres cropland, planted, bean and milo rotation, 71 acres, mostly grassland, consists of hay ground, a watershed pond, an easement, waterways, and an older farmstead along 6th Road. Tract 3 in Logan Township, 77 acres more or less, 21 acres planted crop this season. Farm's been in a bean and milo crop rotation with 56 acres grassland with hay ground, timber, and watershed easement. These tracts north of Herkimer and Logan Township will sell at auction Friday, November 17th, 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Rob Olmsted or Tom Olmsted. Olmsted Real Estate will be the auctioneer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Wednesday today, middle of the week, things are moving a little bit lower in the grain markets overall. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all in the red right now. Livestock started off lower, but we're seeing mostly higher numbers there. As we go through the day, we'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, things are slightly lower, with December corn down 10 cents at 468 and a quarter. March corn's down by 8 and a quarter at 486 even a bushel. Kansas City wheat for December down 4 and a quarter at 635 and a half. March KC wheat down by 5 and a quarter at 644 and a quarter of a cent. In the oats market today, they started off slightly higher. They're now in the red. December oats down 6 and 3 quarters at 349 and a half. March oats down 4 and a half at 368 and three quarters. In the soybean market, a little bit lower here. January's down 9 and a quarter to 1380 and a half. March oats down 7 and three quarters at 1394 and three quarters. In the meal market, December's down 8 and 80 cents to 464.80, with the January down 720 at 448 and 40 cents. In the soybean oil market, December's in the green 22 cents at 52.97, with the January up 33 cents at 52.29. In the canola market, January is up 590, sitting at 719.80, with the March up 510 at 725 and 40 cents. In the cotton market, we are slightly lower here, with December down 30 cents at 78.38. March cotton down by 18 cents at $80.97. Looking at your U.S. dollar index today, we're seeing some green back up, recovering from yesterday. December index is up 30 cents at 104.21. March index is up 27 cents at 103.81. We have the euro sitting at 108, Japanese yen at 66 cents, and the British pound at 124. The 30-year bonds for December down just over a point right now at 114.20, and the 10-year notes down a quarter of a point at 108.04. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming or residence, hunting or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As the end of the year gets closer, farmers and ranchers should probably be looking into their financial paperwork. K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed previews an upcoming tax strategy program, Tax Strategies for Midwestern Farm and Ranch Women. She begins by discussing the dates for the program and who it can benefit.
So this program is going to be delivered with Zoom, so you'll be able to do it at home at your leisure. If you miss one of the live sessions, we will also have the recordings that you can listen to at any time if you're registered for the program. But this series is really focusing on tax strategies and specifically for Midwestern farm and ranch women. Now, we say women as this is a USDA-funded program, but just know this program and what we'll be covering in it would be applicable to all kinds of farms and all kinds of farmers. So the program dates for this are November 28th, December 5th, and December 12th. So it's going to be every Tuesday night running from 6:30 to 8 o'clock Central Time for 3 weeks in a row. But we will be hitting a little different topic each of the three nights.
Each class will present various topics related to tax strategies. Reed gives insight on what information will be covered.
The first night, we're really going to focus on just an introduction to taxation on farm and ranches. Basically, what are income taxes? What is a Schedule F? What's cash versus accrual accounting? The second class, we're really going to get into those Schedule F basics. So Schedule F being what a farmer would report their farm and ranch taxes on. That's the IRS form that they use. So we're going to really cover that in detail, but also talk about how do you choose an accountant and other things like that specific to the Schedule F. So really all three classes are going to build on each other, really give a good overview of farm and ranch taxation. And the reason we're doing it this time of the year, really between Thanksgiving and Christmas, is so some of these tools are known before the end of the year and some of that advanced tax planning can be done.
She mentions where producers can register and find more details about this event.
So registration is $30, and that includes the entire series, so all three meetings included in that $30. The easiest way to find it is go to our website, agmanager.info, and on our events page, you will see it listed. Again, the title is Tax Strategies for Midwestern Farm and Ranch Women.
That was Kansas State University agricultural economist Robin Reed on a program that can help farmers and ranchers learn about tax strategies. As Reed mentioned, find more information about tax strategies for Midwestern farm and ranch women at www.agmanager.info. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups, the LTZ71 packages, with a 1500 and 2500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ71 package, too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Northeast Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.